You know, it's genuinely thrilling to watch how Bitcoin's narrative has completely transformed. We've moved far past the days of retail speculation, and now we're seeing this beautiful, strategic shift toward corporate adoption. It's honestly exciting to see where this is heading.
It's a profound shift, and one we need to take seriously. Michael Saylor from Strategy recently emphasized that Bitcoin's trajectory is no longer about short-term trading. Instead, it's being driven by institutional treasury management, which fundamentally changes how we should evaluate its long-term role.
Exactly. And it makes so much sense when you look at the big players. With firms like Strategy holding massive cash reserves alongside their Bitcoin, corporate leaders are really starting to view it as a non-sovereign, inflation-resistant store of value. It's like the perfect complement to their traditional liquidity strategies.
That's precisely it. The core argument here is that corporations act as the essential legal and operational bridge. They're connecting decentralized blockchain technology with mainstream economic infrastructure in a way that retail markets simply cannot.
I love that perspective. Unlike individual investors, publicly traded companies are already operating within established regulatory, accounting, and compliance frameworks. It brings a whole new layer of legitimacy and trust to the table.
And that legitimacy triggers institutional-grade safeguards. When a business allocates treasury funds to Bitcoin, you get professional custody solutions, transparent financial reporting, legal audits, and rigorous risk management. It's a completely different operating environment.
It's like they're building a corporate scaffolding around it. That structure is what's transforming Bitcoin from a volatile digital commodity into a standardized, scalable financial instrument. It's honestly a game changer for long-term viability.
Historically speaking, major monetary transitions, like the shift to the gold standard or the rise of the U.S. dollar, were always accelerated by institutional participation. Bitcoin is following that exact same path.
It's such a comforting parallel to see. And the structural benefits are already showing up. We're seeing deeper market liquidity, reduced extreme volatility, and regulators being forced to establish clear guidelines. Plus, it's driving real innovation in custody, payment rails, accounting software, and even digital asset insurance.
Absolutely. And multinational companies are already leveraging Bitcoin's permissionless network for faster, more transparent cross-border settlements. It's a direct bypass of traditional banking inefficiencies, which is a massive operational win for global business.
I'm really glad we're seeing this kind of practical application. But to be clear, this institutionalization isn't about immediately replacing fiat currencies. Right.
Correct. It's not a replacement. It's pointing toward a complementary financial ecosystem. Bitcoin will likely function as a global settlement layer and a long-term store of value, while traditional currencies continue to handle domestic, day-to-day transactions.
That makes perfect sense. It's a balanced, sustainable approach. And you can already see the broader financial industry adapting. Banks, asset managers, and accounting firms are rolling out hybrid products and updated reporting standards, specifically to accommodate these corporate digital treasury strategies.
The critical takeaway here is that sustainable, large-scale adoption requires structure, not just market enthusiasm. Corporations, with their legal authority, financial discipline, and operational scale, are uniquely positioned to integrate Bitcoin into the global economy.
I couldn't agree more. As more businesses adopt compliant infrastructure and treat digital assets as strategic treasury components, the foundation for a decentralized global currency network is really going to solidify. It's going to be a remarkable evolution to watch.
Indeed. Ultimately, the future of global finance will be built by institutional businesses, not retail traders. The groundwork is being laid right now, and it's going to shape the next decade of economic infrastructure.